From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. UN demands a ceasefire. A new wave of airstrikes and shelling on eastern Ghouta in Syria left at least 22 people dead and dozens wounded Saturday. That raises the death toll of a week of bombing in that area to 500. This as the UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution demanding a 30-day ceasefire across Syria. That's Kuwait's ambassador to the UN leading the vote Saturday. After a delayed vote Friday and additional negotiations, the Security Council unanimously approved a ceasefire resolution without delay. It will allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to millions and evacuate the critically ill and wounded. The week-long bombardment has overwhelmed rescuers and doctors at makeshift hospitals, many of which have also been bombed. The Security Council is expected to vote Monday on a British-drafted UN resolution. The resolution would condemn Iran for violating a UN arms embargo by providing missiles and drones to Shiite rebels in Yemen and commit to future action against Tehran. Kuwait's ambassador, who is the current council president, said the group is still working on the text, but it should be adopted Monday morning. The White House has released a redacted version of a Democratic memo that rebuts a Republican account of alleged FBI surveillance abuses. The memo was released Saturday, 3 weeks after the Republican version. The latest memo alleges the opposing version omits and misrepresents facts related to the FBI and how it surveilled a former Trump campaign advisor. This is VOA News. The Turkish government called it extremely worrying the U.S. will open an embassy in Jerusalem in May instead of by the end of next year, as previously announced. Turkey's foreign ministry said Saturday in a statement the Trump administration is trampling over international law and U.N. resolutions. President Trump announced U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital in December, angering Arab allies and Palestinians who want the eastern part of the old city as their capital. Thousands of Italians marched peacefully to protest fascism and racism in Rome, as similar demonstrations were held in other cities. Sabina Castelfranco has more for VOA.
Tens of thousands protested across Italy. The major rallies were in Rome, Milan, and Palermo. Demonstrations were held by far-right and anti-fascist groups. With just 1 week to go to general elections and tensions running high, Italians also turned out to protest labor laws and mandatory vaccines. The largest rally against racism and xenophobia was held in the Italian capital, with people being bussed into the city from all over the country. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
There was also a counter-rally in Milan by a neo-fascist group where police clashed with left-wing protesters. Australia has slipped into a global corruption index, according to Transparency International. A survey released by the organization says Australia appears to be failing in its efforts to crack down on bribery. Transparency International said an inadequate regulation of foreign political donations in Australia is one example. Professor A.J. Brown leads a project called Strengthening Australia's National Integrity System.
It's also about the fact that our track record in terms of government commitment to controlling foreign bribery or money laundering and some of the things that the private sector is also involved in internationally is not that strong. We're moving, but we've been moving very slow and very late and not very comprehensively.
The United States is ranked 16th, while New Zealand tops the list as the world's least corrupt nation. Somalia is the bottom of 180 countries. A series of suicide bombings and militant raids in Afghanistan has killed dozens of people. This comes a day after construction work on the much-awaited Afghan section of an international gas pipeline. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman said a suicide bomber Saturday blew himself up near a security post in Kabul, killing at least three people. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed it plotted the violence. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.